And then I want to hear what you're doing right now. So welcome, Jenny. I'm happy to see you.
Thank you. Good to see you too. To kind of sum up how I got here was corporate America for many, many years as a career, unhealthy eating, traveling, no nutritional knowledge. All I ever heard from my doctors was take another pill. And never was I told about nutrition, simply lose weight. And so it took my cardiologist quitting on me and kicking me out of his office, actually, because I'd had 7 heart attacks, 2 strokes. And he said, you're too smart for this. He says, you don't get to die on my watch, and made me leave. And once I was done being offended, I realized, wow, I don't want to die. He gave me 6 months, and I had 2 teenagers still to finish raising. And so I had to figure it out. So I called my oldest son, Hap Hathaway, here, local DJ, and said, son, come get me. And he came and got me from in my 26-foot travel trailer. I left my 3,000-square-foot custom home, Pebble Tech pool, the works, and headed for Lake Concow Campground. And that's where I found myself. That's where I found my health. That's where I found nutrition. I started working in a campground garden, and it was amazing. I went and harvested a zucchini and walked in my trailer and cooked it. And that was really an amazing experience, and it clicked. Well, I was also a workaholic, and the kids didn't know what to do with me. So they suggested I grow a little garden and give the food away. And here we are today. Last year, we gave almost 100,000 pounds of food away, all free. That's huge. We were able to really maximize some available programs through COVID. And we're able to get into some of those food box delivery programs. So it was really exciting to go from, you know, the normal small amount that we do to almost 100,000 pounds. Thousands and thousands of dollars of propane and gift cards and generators and help in any way that we can figure out to help. Just trying to keep people afloat. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that did have to do with the fire at the time. That's where you were really helping those folks with the propane and gift cards and things like that, right?
Correct. It all started after the campfire. North Valley Community Foundation, Suchi, several different foundations have been supporting us so that we can go up into Concow. We're milling wood for free. We're got a backhoe that we're allowing professionals to go do leveling, to do trenching, to do things. We're offering all of this for free. We were just received a grant to be able to send volunteers out into the yards in the Concow Highway 70 corridor area to help get fire suppression done. We're doing brush clearing. We have tree professionals that are helping us drop dangerous trees. The state program picks up dangerous trees that may fall on the roadway. But what we saw through our travels was a lot of dangerous trees hanging over new construction, hanging over surviving construction. And there was no funding, there was no program to help these people. A lot of these trees survived the fire. So even when crews came through and cleaned up yards, these trees were healthy and then since died from bark beetle infestations and variety of things, again, from the fire. So then we went into COVID. COVID just kind of changed everything. So these were all programs through generous funding that we already had in place. So when COVID hit, we immediately brought funding in again through North Valley Community Foundation and several Union Pacific Railway helped us. There were so many people that goes back to the community. 100% of what we bring in goes into these programs. So by this latest program, since COVID opened up, we can now bring our volunteers back in. We now have stipend funding so that our locals are able to go help their friends and neighbors. They're able to clean their own yards and become fire safe. We're sending in crews to help seniors, to help disabled, to help folks that are financially physically and sometimes just emotionally unable to get their yard into fire safe condition. Here we are again. Thank goodness they're able to hold it on the concow side, but we're all on pins and needles and, you know, are we going to do this again? I'm already sitting here planning new programs. How can I get funding? Who am I going to go to? We just invited any fire crews, any first responders in the area to Lake Concow Campground, free camping, come rest your weary bodies. Please let us do this for you. They're keeping us safe. We're okay still. As uncomfortable as we are, we're still safe on this side because of them. So we want to open up the campground. Please, we've closed it to the public. Only fire crews and first responders will be allowed in until this emergency passes.
Now, are you in Concow yourself now? I know that there's a garden in Chico, and we'll talk about that here in a little bit. But what's going on in Concow now? Is there a garden up there now, and is that where you are located?
There is a large garden area. It burned, the greenhouse melted, the cleanup crews left that, so we still have an area of the big garden area that we want to clean out and replace the soil. We've got just little flowers and small areas planted. One side of our garden space did survive, and it has never, they have blackberries on that vine that will fill the palm of my hand. Some of the fruit trees did survive. COVID kind of shut everything down. We depend a lot on Chico State, student programs, businesses that bring volunteer groups. These are who help us maintain these gardens. And with COVID, none of this could happen. My phone is ringing off the hook with people that want to come get involved again. So we're super excited. Since COVID, things are moving forward. A little overwhelming. It's like everything came alive at once.
Yeah.
And so I feel like a circus character juggling and juggling, trying to hold on. And then the fire, you know, it's kind of got everybody distracted. Again, I had to pull all volunteers out of the community. We had to close the campground down and evacuate that from campers just as a precaution. Concow is still only a warning, but it's not worth the risk. So publicly, we've closed the campground. But it is there. We have two caretakers on site. We have bathrooms, showers, water available, and 88 acres of space to help the firefighters, tractor crews, whoever. The hotels are all packed. There is no place for these folks to stay. So we put this invitation out yesterday and heard from one crew last night, but they got stuck up in the canyon, so they haven't made it yet. They were a dozer crew coming from the Beckworth fire and just wanted to rest. Well, they stopped them and needed to use the dozer. So they didn't make it last night, but I haven't even had a chance to check yet. I've just kind of been hopping with stuff.
Sure.
I'm already lining up ways to help if the firefighters come in, how to bring in bottled water for them, how to bring in food vendors, come bring your food trailer, cook a meal for them, help me take care of these people that are protecting us. Mm-hmm. So I've had a busy morning trying to contact people and kind of preemptively put this together. And if we don't need it, no problem. We've taken the necessary precautions. But
so before this fire started, basically you were not settling down. That's probably not the word. But you had something going on in Concow, you working on you getting up there. But then there's a nice garden here in Chico. Is that where most of the food that you've given away comes from?
No, we have Kentfield Garden, and that neighborhood, the Kentfield neighborhood, they love our tomatoes. It's kind of a family space, a community space. We never know who goes through there, but it doesn't. Since the campfire, we haven't had the time nor the volunteers to tend to it like we normally do. We lost all of our volunteer groups, everybody that helped us for over a year. So it was very light planting this year.
Okay.
Just enough that it's there for the neighborhood. It's there for anybody that's used to coming there. But our programs are just now coming back alive. We've got our children's program open again, our Kentfield Kids. are meeting there every other Friday. Wendy LeMasters is working with them. She's a biologist, fantastic person with the kids, and doing it all with a baby in a wagon.
So that's at the Kent Field site. I remember looking at it before. Where is it again in Chico?
It's at 1125 Kent Field Road, and Google even shows it as Kent Field Garden now.
Okay.
But it's off of First Avenue between In Motion Fitness and 99 Freeway. There's some big red tile roof condos there. That's Kent Field. You turn the corner and surprise, behind those condos, we have an entire lot that's just our community garden. Thanks to the power of 100 Women Chico, we were funded by a generous grant from them, and we were able to build with real contractors and real professionals. It's amazing. We built an outdoor teaching kitchen, and it's a wooden structure on a concrete foundation. And of course, it's decorated bright and colorful and artsy. We love it. You roll up the door, and it looks like you're looking at a home kitchen. It has regular home cabinets, a normal stove that you would see. The goal is to be able to teach from the garden to the kitchen in a realistic way. Lots going on over there. Jess Mercer from Paradise Rec has been coming twice a month to work with art, kind of an art therapy program for any children. They're all welcome. We've got a couple more classes of that, and that's also on our website. So since COVID, we've got all of our programs going back at Kent Field. We're getting ready to start doing some cooking demos. We're able to start reaching out now to businesses and groups again to bring them back up to the campground to start getting projects there. We've had a lot of work still going on there. Same thing happened to us. We spent $25,000 having tree removal done to make the campground safe. And then over the last 2.5 years, we lost more trees. It's kind of devastating. We've lost so many of our beautiful trees. It's really sad.
Yeah.
We lost the Native American Creekside Village that we had, being rebuilt currently. We're just having a blast working with the local Concal Maidu. And there was a big gathering planned until the fire warning came in. And so we're waiting till after the fire's done and everything calms down. Then we'll be having a big community gathering to help build the new roundhouse. We're bringing Concal back strong. And it's not just Concal. When I say Concal, I mean Polga and Jarble Gap and Yankee Hill and Cherokee and Big Bend and all of these other people that weren't Paradise residents. You know, they're very relevant to me.
We'll take a little break from our interview with Jenny Lowry with From the Ground Up Farms. You're listening to North State Give and Take on KZFR 90.1 FM. My name is Bobby Trumbull. Back to our interview with Jenny Lowry with From the Ground Up Farms on KZFR 90.1 FM. So now the Kent Field Garden, you said that kids can come every other Friday. Can they just show up there?
Just show up. We really practice what we like to call KISS, keep it simple, sunshine. And we don't like a lot of formality. We have funding to help. Different donors will donate funding so that I can replenish supplies, so that I can offer some stipends here and there. And that's how we've always functioned, is we go forward when we have the funding for the next project. It doesn't make sense to start a project when there's no funding.
Yes.
And so we work on writing the grants, we work on bringing in the funding, and we have to have a good plan to make that happen. So it's easy for me to sit here and visualize all this. Then all of a sudden, North Valley Community Foundation generously offered me that grant. And I was like, okay, well, how do I do a tree program? I've never done this before. So it's kind of cool because I get to offer cash stipends to locals. They're learning skills, which are employable skills, especially in a fire zone. we're teaching, you know, able to work with them in a lot of different areas. They get to monitor and assist on the sawmill, therefore eventually learning sawmill skills. They can learn chainsaw skills. We're going to work through a Cal Fire program and get them certified on chainsaws. These are programs we already kind of had going, but not on this grand scale. So, you know, it's kind of like the plate of table, you know, you got spinning plates on the table, and we kind of added a second table, I think.
When people are interested in learning, getting involved in that program or the kids program, now, is the website the way to connect to learn about those things? Or I was just thinking, just show up maybe at either Concower or the Kentfield Gardens and they might run into somebody. How do you kind of hook up with people?
You know, I'm not a huge fan of social media, but it's a very, very critical tool for us. And we use social media and our website, and we've made the website extremely visual, lots and lots of pictures. I can tell this story all day long, but if you really want to see what we're out there doing, please look at the website. It's fromthegroundupfarms.org. We're definitely looking for volunteers. From the Ground Up's website keeps an active calendar of upcoming events. Right now, everything's postponed because of, you know, evacuation warnings. Get a hold of me. You can go through the website. The contact tab comes to me. You can go through Facebook and leave a message, or even private message, the messenger app thing. And you can text me the phone number on the website. It all lands on my desk, Bobby.
I bet it does. Like you said, another table with spinning plates. A couple of areas where I know you could probably use some help. Like you said, volunteers, and to go to the website, a great place to learn. And this is all out to listeners out there. If you want something to do in this community, to, you know, volunteer. I know some of my friends say, you know, I want to volunteer for something. This just is a wonderful one.
We could use volunteers at the campground. We're trying to bring the garden back online. Massive area. It was a fully functioning garden, and we kind of just got to take it down to the bare soil again and start over.
Yep.
The wild berries, because of lack of volunteers and lack of maintenance, the wild berries are taking over. Scotch broom is something that is fuel for fires. And so we've had a lot of volunteer groups come in and made a real big dent in that. So that's something. There's always something at the campground. And you can go knock on the door of the caretaker and just say, I'm here to volunteer. What can I help with today?
Great.
We were able to, through Alliance Workforce Training, we've partnered with them, with North Valley Community Foundation, and with the Suchi Foundation. And we're going to be able to employ six locals with full-time 40-hour W-2 jobs, be job training. They will be officially working in the Concow area, continuing what we're already doing with volunteers. But these will be individuals that are going to get actual real-life job training in fire suppression brush clearing, in chainsaw use, in weed-eating use. We have a lot. We have the big DR bush trimmer. We have a lot of bigger, aggressive yard care equipment that tackles, you know, the rough terrain that we're trying to help. Mm-hmm. And so these are all things that you could get a good-paying job. Yeah. In a landscaping business. And these are specialty skills beyond knowing how to work a weed eater. So we, you know how we do it, Bobby. Everything we do has to be educational. You have to have a lesson. You have to learn something. You know, it may be that that eggplant isn't horrible like I always thought. I had to learn that by finally being talked into trying it. The lessons are out there. The lessons are really simple. When we relax, we take a deep breath, and we open our minds to something different.
Now, what about businesses? How can businesses help you?
Businesses can help us. Of course, the number one way they can help is financial donations. We have no paid staff. We don't have anybody that on our our staff is six people. There's six of us that just work like crazy people trying to really make a difference for the community. None of us get paid. We all work from home. We don't have all of the overhead that would come with an office. We pay our own cell phone bills. Financial donations are critical. A lot of times it's, can you donate garden tools? We need more rakes and shovels and hoes. They wear out. We need pruners. We need things like that. We need people that can help us at Kentfield Garden to maintain the weeds. We have our tool lending library is about to open. Tools would be a massive help right now. We have a 40-foot container that we want to fill. And so anything that businesses could do to help us acquire basic tools. The other great thing about these programs we have going is when the programs end, all of those weed eaters, all of that equipment become part of the tool lending library as well. So they can come borrow the weed eater. They can come borrow the DR trimmer. They will have to show us that they know how to use it, be safe, of course, sign a liability release, but it's all going to be available. So even when our programs officially end, they never end. Yes. They get to keep going.
Is that lending, tool lending up in Concow?
At the campground. Mm-hmm. We're doing all of this at the campground because it's a central location. And one of our plans for the future is when things settle down again, we want to work with the Forestry Service, with Cal Fire, with local fire programs. The campground is one of the few areas that is right on the water. Mm-hmm. And so we want to turn that into a fire safe evacuation zone. They're already in that area. They're already there. Some of them just need some place to lie down for a little while. Mm-hmm. The campground is grassy. We've brought it back. It's beautiful. It's shaded. It's peaceful. Please come rest your weary body. Mm-hmm. If they start coming, then the goal is to bring in groups that can help us care for them. They're saving our lives and our properties. It's the least we can do.
Mm-hmm. And so the progress and information and news about that, is that probably more on Facebook than on the website?
I haven't even had a minute to put it on the website, actually, now that you mentioned that.
Yeah.
It's been all through Facebook. I think there's been like 1,400 people share. I think I just saw. I'm blown away at that simple, small invitation, the attention that it's getting. So our prayer is that we can be of use and that we can give back to these amazing, first responders. Bring your stuff in. There's areas to park their equipment. There's a huge field across the street that's been cleared. Equipment can be taken care of. Mm-hmm. Come rest your body.
Well, and then you grow this amazing food. Now, how many pounds of food did you say that you were able to give away?
Last year, we were able to give, it was over 90,000 pounds. Based on all my bill of ladings from the trucks, then you add our normal, 10,000-15,000 pounds to that. So we figure somewhere around 100,000 pounds of food. And for us, distribution, there's just six of us. We're a little tiny group, but we're doing very big things. And so I thought, how can I quickly distribute this food and get it out to the masses the quickest? So I went to the agencies that were already doing it and said, meet me in this parking lot and let's unload this truck, load it into your trailers, and you get it out to your people. Mm-hmm. And within hours, people were walking home. The truck would park at the old Kmart parking lot and grocery outlet owner, wonderful guy, would go out with his forklift and unload the truck for us. And boom, within hours, there would be like 15 pallets, a 52-foot trailer, actually, full of food boxes. And within hours, the parking lot was empty. Right. And thousands of people in hours were fed.
I'm so happy to see that you're still in such a great place. Like I said, we spoke to each other at the end of December, and it was so kind of, we're moving along, but we can't really have any volunteers. We can't have people come to the gardens. So things are so much better. Well, I'm happy for you and look forward to hearing more about the kitchen that'll start opening up for people to be able to do the cooking demonstrations. And
absolutely.
That's neat. That's neat. Because that's kind of a new kitchen that you haven't been able to use a lot yet.
Yes, we got it done last year and it's just kind of been sitting there. And so, you know, we're working with several agencies that are starting to put some programs together. Everybody's still kind of walking on eggshells and feeling sure. their way around and figuring out what's allowed, what's appropriate. So it will be busy. We have no doubt. It will be very busy because once the fire stuff settles down, then the from the ground uppers can get back to what we love to do yes. the most, and that's teach nutrition.
Great. Well, you are a wonderful example of what good nutrition can do.
Well, thank you very much. I'm pretty happy and healthy these days.
Yeah, yeah, and you look healthy. And you know, just your history and having such an incredible change in your life, you know, as a result of, you know, like you said, thinking out of the box, changing what you're doing. Jenny, thank you so much for making the time today, because I know, like you said, right now you're juggling a lot and we're all watching what's going on for sure. And I know, you know, taking the time to talk to me, I really appreciate it.
I appreciate your interest and we love having you tell our story. Thank you. Yeah,
wonderful. And we'll spread it around in Facebook and fromthegroundupfarms.org.
Thanks, Bobby. Talk to you later.
All right. Bye now.
Bye.
We've just heard a pre-recorded interview with an organization called fromthegroundupfarms.org, and that was Jenny Lowery. Thanks for listening to North State Give and Take on KZFR 90.1 FM. Come back next week at 6 p.m. for another half-hour show about local nonprofits. Bye now.